we are in the middle of the laws of Purim. Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Halacha Tes. It's on page Reish Samach Aleph. Reish Samach Aleph, Halacha Tes. It's the fourth page. No, I think Tess. I mean, Yutess. Yeah, Yutess. I'm sorry, Yutess.
It's a misprint.
Yeah, it's a misprint, Yutess.
The Yud is hanging down.
Okay, Reish, page Reish Samach Aleph. Sibor She'ein Lohem Megillo Kasher Kedina. Okay, Mr. Anwar. Sibor She'ein Lohem Megillo Kasher Kedina Mikol Mokomim Hi Kesuva Kilchasa Rak She'chaselim Ezetevos Be'em Tza'a. If you don't have a Megillah that is 100% kosher, it's A-okay. As long as the majority is okay, as long as you, even if you're missing a couple of words, Kevan Shaloi, Chasa Bo Inyan Echad, Shalem, as long as you're not missing a complete Inyan, Yecholim Likrois Mitoicha Im Habrachas. Okay, so, can you close the door all the way, baby? Can you close the door? Close the door behind you. Close it all the way. So, as long as the Megillah is... is roiv, it is sufficient. You don't have to have a Megillah that's 100% correct. There can be mistakes as long as the majority is there and you're not missing a complete inyan. Yochol lekulos mitoicha mabrachas. You can even make a bracha. V'atos yikorei akor bal peh, and all the mistakes, anything that's incorrect in Megillah, you just explain bal peh. Or yoyma lefana balachash mitoicha chumash. Or if you don't know bal peh, the part that's missing, you can read that part from a chumash. Avol im ein lochem Megillah klal. If you don't have a Megillah at all, o shechasa bo inyan echad shalem. Or you're missing a complete paragraph or a chunk of the Megillah. Another halacha that if the beginning of the Megillah is incomplete or the end of the Megillah is incomplete, then the law is everyone should learn the Megillah from a chumash. Everyone should learn from a chumash. The ain mevarchim, and you don't make a bracha. The yachid she'ein loy rak megillah psula kari ba b'lebracha is a yachid that only has a megillah psula, meaning that it's the same idea, it's incomplete. He leans from it b'loy bracha. It's okay, pashut. You need a megillah that's kosher. Kosher megillah is not the same standard for a sefer Torah. It just has to be roif. It's critical. The beginning is kosher. The end is kosher. You can be missing words here and there as long as you're not missing a complete section. What's called the complete section? I'm not exactly sure. That means a whole parsha, but whatever it is, you can be missing, have mistakes here and there in the Megillah. Many Megillahs have mistakes. They don't correct them. They don't correct them like they correct. A Sefer Torah.
So a Zaken or a Chayla,
yeah,
can't keep up with something that's slain. It's,
yeah,
just better for them to read from a Chumash.
Why can he keep up? Just listen. Sit here and listen.
In the 90s.
Yeah. So then he can't do it. So then he can lane himself. Then he's an oinus. Oinus Rechmana Patre. So you lane yourself.
Why
do
you say at the beginning of
the
Megillah, though?
Is it the first pasuk? No, the beginning of the Megillah is you have to have the entire Megillah. The first six psukim is called the halacha part of the Megillah. That's pashut. And in the beginning, I assume, means the first pasuk. If the first pasuk is missing, or the last pasuk is missing, it appears that it's not kosher. What about the first word, the first letter? I don't know. What is called the beginning? If it says the beginning is missing, the end is missing, it's not kosher. How far does the beginning go? The first letter, let's say, Vayihi, the first Vav is missing. Does that mean that it's possible? I don't know, maybe. Maybe the first is critical. I don't know. Let's go further. Halacha Chaf. A-Ovel.
The section would be from one sum of one...
one pay to another pay. They're a couple of parashios. The Megillah, they're a couple of parashios. They're all parashios stumos. So that would be called a section. Is that what we call a section? Possibly. Okay, I don't know.
I think somehow at some level we'll need to have a different sense of the story.
A part of the section of Lav Dafka doesn't mean a parasha.
In particular, the first vav. It's a problem with the first vav only because it changes the tense of the word.
He. Yeah, but anything that's missing, you're going to change
the future.
But anything that's missing, you're automatically going to be changing the meaning. Take a pen. You can take a pen. Take a pencil. Take a pen. Yeah, pen. H.L. Barzal. That's what he spoke about. Cone. No, not necessarily. Blank ink. Blank ink is good enough. You don't have to have all these Hidurim. You don't have them.
A few Megillahs that we just filled in a letter. Or an extra letter.
Okay, let's go. Halacha Chaf. A'ovel toich shiva noyeg the whole dine avelus. Rachman letzlan leilenu. Abel, all the avelus applied. The also liros kol mine simcha. The avelus applies during Purim. Ach ben ilas asandal. The yeshiva gabe asafsul. There are exceptions with regard to sitting on a chair and wearing shoes. Mutar mibnei shehein dvarim hanirim lakol. So dvarim shebitzina applies, and that includes bathing, and that includes matters relating, things relating to marriage, marital obligations. But when it comes to things that are befarhesia, like sitting on a chair and wearing shoes, that is mutter, the shiva is suspended. Balayla, im yachol esof minyan lebeisa likros ha-megillah mutter, it would be better still to have the megillah read in his house. Im lav yispal lebeisa, he should daven in his home, the yelech lebeisa knesses l'shmoya ha-megillah. At night, because by day it would seem that he should go, because there it's more. I think by day there's more of an in that he should be dafka go to the Beis HaKnesses, because then it's avelus b'farhesia. To sit home by day would be the wrong thing. At night, anyway, at night it's people are fasting. It's not. No, there's no nicham avelum on Purim. There is no nicham avelum on Purim. The only one day. I think only Purim itself. I don't think so. Shushan Purim is regular. Shushan Purim, they said Shiva.
What do you have avelut on Hanukkah? You don't have
avelut. You do have, because in this
reason. It's impossible, otherwise you'd never have avelut.
No, it's more than that. There's no simcho mishteh. There's no, it's not, the degree of Yom Tov on Hanukkah is less than the degree of Yom Tov on Purim. Purim is called Yimei Mishteh V'Simcha. Days of Mishteh v'Simcha. Chanukah are not Yimei Mishteh v'Simcha. They are Yimei Halel v'Hoidah, praise. Chanukah, that's what, there's a question. If you have a Chanukah party, is it considered a Sudas Mitzvah? And the answer is no. Unless, the Ramah says, you say Divrei Torah, and only the combination of it being Chanukah with Divrei Torah elevates the Suda to a Sudas Mitzvah. On Purim, you do not need to come on to Divrei Torah. Just the Suda itself automatically is considered to be a Sudas Mitzvah. So Purim is Yimei Simcha v'Mishta, Mishta v'Simcha, and that's why there is no avelus b'farhesya on Purim. On Yimei Mishteh v'Simcha, there are no. I saw recently in the Sefer, it was even a havamin. It's a shocking thing. That's what we're talking about. I have some different little ideas that you don't wear tefillin on Purim. Shocking idea, because Purim is Yimei Mishteh v'Simcha. It's a Yom Tov, and a Yom Tov you don't wear tefillin. It's an ois. Why don't you wear tefillin on a Yom Tov? Because it's an ois. It's an oisi beni uveinechem. So when Purim is the ultimate ois. So there's a havamina that a person should not wear tefillin on Purim. That is written. Then there's another reason why one should not wear tefillin on Purim, according to the Havamina, is because you drink. Chayiv adam levasim bepuraya ad lo yada. So by shachris, so they get carried away. Who knows? Halacha l'maisa, of course, it's ridiculous. It's not accepted and pumped out carried. Since we learned the Megillah, like Yudim Oysa, Oyra, Vesimcha, Vesosim, Vikar, Elu, Hatzfilim, Verohu, Kol Ami, Oris, Kishem, Hashem, Nikolecha, Adarab, the Zahakpada, you should be dafka wear tefillin more than you would ordinarily wear. Ak dekach, the Zahakpada, something you can't wear tefillin during Megillah. Many people argue they can't wear tefillin during Megillah. It's too hard. It's too hard to wear tefillin. It's just a long time. It's in the 40 minutes, and wear tefillin. It's too difficult, especially after being no hesach hadas. People who really treat tefillin with the kedush of tefillin will tell you it's too difficult to wear tefillin from Megillah. To reject that, adarabah. Since it says vikar elu hatefillin, adarabah. You want to be wearing your tefillin when you are laying the Megillah, just like this hakpada to say kriyashma when you're laying, when you're saying kriyashma. Shartam laos layudech vayulit. Same thing when you're learning the Megillah, it's a hiddur that you should be wearing your tefillin. No, that you're not makbid on. No, that you don't do. That talking about the ikur laning is when you're laying in shul part of the nusach tefillah. Then there are those type of lanings, you're laning for women, you're laning for latecomers. That's a whole different type of laning. That type of laning you don't have to wear tefillin. So let's go further. The imlin yochel. So it says here in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch that Belaylam Yochalas of Minyan Lebeisa Likwas and Megillah Mutuva. An Avil, if he can bring a Minyan to his home, that's good. The Imlavi is followed by Beisa Vinyan Lebeisa Knesses Lushmoya Megillah. In Chal, the Moitz Shabbos, Yilch Lebeisa Knesses Lechras to the Shlishes. But on a Yom, I get, but if it's Mitzvah Shabbos, then the Kitzer says that the Avil should go to Beisa Knesses for Mitzvah Shabbos. So the Yom Holech Lebeisa Knesses Lutfil Lemin Lemegillah. But when it comes to day, it's clear the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch says that the right thing to do is to go to the Beisa Knesses. That's the way it, there's no time davening at home. It's also davening, we have mentioned many times, it's not a mokum miyuchud for tefillah. It's a temporary minyan. The mokum is not mesugal for tefillah. Al pi halacha, it's not, well, we discussed many times, having this Friday night minyan in people's homes, mitzvah Shabbos, all the rabbanim are very upset with this thing because it's not a mokum miyuchud for tefillah. An oval has no choice, but on Purim he does have a choice. On Purim there is no avelus for hesya, he's allowed to go to shul by day. Halacha chafalif misha meisloy meishach malo sambetayin esesu v'laylohu oinin kodem hakvura yishma kriyas megillah me'acher v'lo he should hear megillah in oinin, should hear megillah from someone else. Rebbe Chiddush, in oinin is potter from all the mitzvahs, yet in oinin is mechuyif to hear the megillah from someone else. V'lo yochal basav leishtayin ki b'layla inechai b'mishter uviyom. In other words, when it comes to yomtif, there's no aninus on yomtif. On, let's say Rachmanos on Shabbos or the regular Yom Tov, a person is an Oinein, it doesn't matter. He does all of the mitzvahs. Purim is somewhere in the middle. If a person is an Oinein on Purim, on the one hand, it's a Yom Tov to the degree that he's chayiv to hear the Megillah, but it's not called a Yom Tov to the degree that he's allowed to eat basar v'yayin. So it's somewhere in the middle. Ki b'layla in chay b'mishter. What? I think not. I don't think he makes brachas. I think only with regard to the Megillah. Only with regard to the Megillah. Everything else he does not do. He does not make brachas. He is an oinein, so he does not make brachas. There's a whole shaila. If an oinein wants to make a machlekes apayiskim, if an oinein wants to make a bracha, is he allowed to make a bracha? No, I think those things he does not do. An oinein, only thing an oinein is chayav to is laying the Megillah, if not mistaken. Okay, let's see, just the Megillah. Okay, let's see what it says. Uviyoy malachar yitzia mi beis haknesses, koivim es hames. In the morning he goes to the beis haknesses, koivim es hames, viachach yispal vikras and Megillah. So in the morning he does nothing. He's like an oinein until the kfir hames, and then he's mispal vikras and Megillah, ayishma miachar, vim shema kris and Megillah, koivim agavur yotza. Bidiyavet, if he heard the Megillah before the Kvur, he's Yatza. Vimikomokam, Nochon, Shiachzav, Yikol, Bubuloi Brachos. He should lay in the Megillah a second time after the Kvura, period. Utzfilo Yuniach, Afilu Achar Akvura. An Oinein does not put on till the first day, even after the Kvura, Kevon Shahu Yoim Rishon, Be'aveloi. The Oinein, Be'purim, Be'yoim Luter, Be'bosar, Be'yain. Fast in Chiddush, that an Oinein on Purim by day is allowed to eat basar v'yayin. There's an incredible chiddush of how far the yomtif of Purim goes. That an oinein is allowed, an oinein normally is not allowed to eat on the first day of Avelus, and during Aninus is not allowed to eat basar v'yayin. But Purim is yimei mishta v'simcha, and the nail an oinein is allowed to eat basar v'yayin. Halacha chabez shakris kishem mashkimim lebeis hakneses. What? I don't know the answer. I know it's probably Chalukei Deis and all these things, like everything else in Avelus. I don't know. Well, and obviously, an Oinein is not. It's not going to have these things. Oinein is not going to.
If he's not busy, then he may not be Oinein.
Seven relatives. Oinein is only for the closest, only for the close relatives. Anyone that has to, correct. Anyone. Okay, let's see over here. Ois Yud Beis. Ois Yud Beis. V'aso liros kol mine simcha v'avel yachar zayin. Now, what about an avel after 7 days? After Shiva, al shor kuroivim, v'achar hashloishim, al avel v'imo, Mutter l'nagen b'purim l'samech acherim. He's allowed to sing to be mismech of the people. The kol shekein im yelich l'nagen l'simchas mitzvah. And certainly he's allowed to l'nagen l'simchas mitzvah. I don't know what those words are. What does that mean? It's mutter. So he's saying a verb chiddush, and after Shloishim toch Yud Beis Chodesh, he's very lenient, and Ovel is allowed to participate in a Sudas Purim. Linagin Lipum Lisaneach Acherim. Okay, you know this, these halachas are all vary. And yeshivas, a lot of the yeshivas are very makel with this. That Rachmana Litzlan, there's a boy who is in Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. They you see this, they tell him you can come to the Purim Mesiba. You shouldn't overdo it.
So what's
He doesn't say that. He says the mutter linagain bipurim lisameach acherim.
Well, read further.
The kolshkein im yelech linagain lisimchas mitzvah. If he's going to sing for a simchas mitzvah, it's mutter. I don't know.
What's riyah
mitzvah or wedding?
The yoi v'yoi. It seems like it means it's mutter. It's good. It's fine. It's permitted.
That's his job.
Well, that's pashut. If it's his job, that's dvar pshutim. But let's say it's not his job.
It's mutter lanagein. It doesn't.
Well, if it's his job, of course, it can be mutter. It means he wants to go. He's the one that provides the spirit and of all.
So it's for other people.
Are we talking in shloshim or after shloshim?
After shloshim. After shloshim. After shloshim. After zayin l'shaar kroivim is equivalent to is a. He says, "Achar zayin al shor kroivim, v'achar shloishim al aviv v'imoy." So he's saying, when it comes to, I guess, whoever other besides aviv v'imoy, there's a hakpod of 30 days. Okay, let's say lach yud gimel. Dvarm hanirim lakol ayin behagoyis marsham. The niraloy the im yesh l'avil chanus psucha tamid oz mutar l'pascho gam b'yudalid v'tezvav dahavi b'farhesya. Period. Now, this is very interesting halacha. Rabbi Reisman, he's very into this. That Avela, people do not know this halacha. Anyone who's an Ovel Rachman Lusson during the 7 days of Avelus, they're not allowed to make money. They have to sell their business. If an Ovel has a business, many people have businesses, you're not allowed to earn money during Shiva. That's a halacha. And many people don't know this. They have a business, so when they're in Avelus, so the business goes on. They have workers, they have a whole staff, and they just sit Shiva, and they don't come into the business, into the office, into the business, and all of their staff is running the business on their behalf. So Rabbi Reisman, this is Shloik Halacha. He brought this to everyone's attention. That means that during the Avelus, if you are the owner of this business, you are the principal owner of the business has to be shut down during the...
Shut down
completely. I don't think so. You can't give away the money, or it has to be sold. And you can have something where you sell your chametz for Pesach. The business has to be sold. If you can't shut down the business, maybe there's government regulation, maybe you're part of a business, you're providing, you know, there are people that are, you sell it, whatever. Or let's say if you shut down the business, then the business is not going to have a business to come back to. If I close down the business for 1 week, that's it.
Have no you one. Seen this ever?
I don't know the details, but Rabbi Rotmer.
Someone closed down a business during.
I have not seen it. No, I never seen it. I don't know people who have their own businesses.
There was a retail business.
You see stores. I do now remember on Avenue. Maybe it was Flatbush Takeout. Yeah, for a whole week.
Which store was that?
I think I remember Flatbush Takeout, the owner. I think when he was sitting Shiva, I think he shut down the whole store. Yeah, that's the halacha. So people who don't know, they think, oh, he's in mourning, so he wants to shut down his business in mourning. He closed down for Shiva when he was in Shiva the whole week?
Well, yeah, the guy died suddenly, the guy owner. They closed down the whole week.
When was this?
2 years ago. A year and a half ago?
Yeah, very years ago.
What's the name of the new owner?
I don't know what the name of the owner. But
he was young.
He was a young guy. Not the aggressors, the one next door.
Yes,
the bagel.
The bagel
store? Avenue and Bagel?
The bagel hall.
The original 48 years old.
No, the bagel store there.
The original owner?
Kosher Bagels. Kosher Bagels.
Died very suddenly. Yeah. They shut down.
Well, they didn't have a...
It could be people, sometimes they should, because of practical reasons. But there's a halachic rule that if a person has a business during Avelus, the business has to be shut down. You're not allowed to earn money during that time. So the question here is, what about during the 14 and 15 Purim, Yudalid, and Tesvav? So since it's called Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, and Iker Adin, there is no Avelus business, Farhesia. So there is a, perhaps you could allow to keep the business open on Yom Tov. That is his question.
Okay,
so you have to work.
They give you extra days because you're
in mourning, bereavement. They give you the special policy in a Hanani. So, but there you're not. Okay, I don't know. I don't know the answer. Reisman is he deals with this. He has shiurim on this. He brought this to the attention of people. They're not nizer in this halacha. There are a lot of complicated halachas, and he.
Anybody saw it, but the year before I started working, one of the reasons he took me into the business was the year before his father died. And he wasn't a firm guy and wanted to, you know, he wasn't going to close the business. He had no one else to take over. So he was going to come in and work during Shiva. And somebody wanted to explain to me what kind of guy he was that he wanted to do it. But a few businessmen got together, firm guys, and told him that if he opens up the business for that week, they'll make sure he never has any business, that they'll boycott him, and he won't be able to do anything. So they threatened him, and he closed the business for a week. Uh-huh. It was only because they threatened him. But they made him close up.
Wow.
So this goes back to the 60s.
The kosher had a king sideways. It was his two partners, not related, and one of them lost the father. It closed down half the week, and the other guy took profits from it. That's
okay. Okay, so one more time over here, we have this halacha of closing the business. So he has this shayla, one more time, halacha yudal. Mi shemes to mes, b'ayim shud ben ma'iris, b'yarecha shemes, wait, did I skip? Okay, let's start again from Yud Gimel. Dvar manirim, ayim agas ma'asham, d'nir loy di'im yesh lovel l'chanus, p'sucha, tamit, az mutor l'poschoy gam b'yudalid u v'tezvav d'havei kifar hesya. V'yod kosav, sh'tzoch iyun im yesh l'hatil limkor chanusa l'acher b'purim, are you allowed to sell the store to someone else in Purim, b'nei ho'avelus, v'yashayich li'acher kol yimei ho'avelus. Okay, discuss these issues, I don't know all the details, but these are issues which have to be discussed. Halacha yudalid, mi shemes l'meis ayin b'shut panamiros, v'echad shemesu imoy v'loy noydalo v'shoh achas kodim purim noydal anshei beso. So here the person found that the moment before Purim began, he found out that he was in the Oidin. The people of the family, but he did not find out. This is a very common thing. You don't tell the person. The person's Aveilus Aninus only begins when he knows. It's not like, oh, he's doing an Aveil, he's making brachas, doing mitzvahs. That's not so. In Halacha, the Aveilus, the Aninus does not begin until the person knows. So therefore, if you do not tell him, good for him. He does not know. If it's anyway, he can't do anything. What? So let's see. So let's see. Lahagid loy at achar Purim. Kevin, since the misada din ain lahagid afilu beaviv the imoy, can this be your daya? Even aviv, you don't have to tell them, because what's the difference? It seems that the situation was such the person that anyway was not available, was not able to do anything for the mace. The mace maybe was in another city, so therefore, if they're going to tell him now, he's going to start avil, he's going to lose out in all the mitzayim. Elo sharamor kosav sham dinay hagim lohdia lahabonim zuchorim b'shvil kaddish. The Ramah disagrees, even though it's true that by telling him he's now going to be an Avelus, and you're going to be an Oinein, an Avelus, and you're going to prevent him from doing various mitzvahs, Hayom, it's still important to do so because you want him to say Kaddish immediately. He concludes that since this really is a machlokes, the Ramah, and the Ponim Eirois, there's a machlokes, what to do in this situation, so he says the better thing is not to tell the person, because the MS and Achlegis, what?
They do that a lot for Shabbos. The family finds out an hour before Shabbos.
Shabbos, they don't tell him until Shabbos, or because what's the purpose in telling him? What's the purpose?
Right.
There's nothing you can do anyway until Shabbos is over, so you can sterish all Shabbos, and then the Kaddish. Oh, so that's what he's saying, the Kaddish. So that's what the Ramah says. So that's what, no, there's Machlokes. The minhag today is that you say Kaddish right away. If a person dies on Shabbos, or dies before Shabbos, and the person's in Oinin over Shabbos, so there are different customs. This was Nogei Ani. There's a machlokes apoiskim. Some say, what's the reason why he's saying Kaddish? He's saying Kaddish an aliyah for the person's neshama, or he's saying Kaddish because of Gehenna? and he's saying Kaddish because of Gehenim. Gehenim does not start until after the Kavura. So there's no purpose saying Kaddish until after the Kavura, you would not say Kaddish. But the purpose of Gehenim, what? Even though Gehenim is closed on Shabbos, it doesn't matter. That's not, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The person in the waiting room, in the waiting room, you also you need a Kaddish in the waiting room as well. But if the time has nothing to do with Gehenim, it's just an additional alif of the neshama that applies even before the kavura. The minhag ha'olam today is definitely to say kaddish even before the kavura. I've seen this a number of times. Years ago, it was not like this. Years ago, it was accepted fact that you would not say kaddish after the kavura, no matter what. Somehow, over the last 20 years, the trend has changed. People have become more knowledgeable. There are a lot more svarim, and people start saying Kaddish now immediately if they have the ability to do so.
I had a kid. My mother was on Yom Kippur at night.
Yeah.
I woke the rabbi up to ask what I'm supposed to do, but I asked him about saying Kaddish.
Say Kaddish right away. I know my father would tell Balabatan who had this Shaila to say Kaddish right away. My father was also Nifter on Yom Kippur, and we said Kaddish right away. And my brother narrated to Shaul, he asked the Shaila, and they also told him to say Kaddish right away. And they totally told him that it's machlokes. Some say you don't, but today the meaning has become that you do say Kaddish. Doesn't right, exactly. It doesn't hurt. Well, it depends. If the Ikra Tama Kaddish is Gehenim, then they say there's no purpose saying Kaddish. You wait until after the Kavura. Let's go further. So he says over here, okay, again, it all this depends on the Parm Eros. He says, he paskins that it's better not to tell the person. By telling the person, you are going to prevent him from being Makayim a number of the mitzvahs Hayom. Halacha Tesvav Karmas Hameis Aimbog and Avram, to be Yom Hashvi Mutul Ova Leilach Imachaz and Levadai, that on Yom Hashvi, this was a very custom which we don't do today so much. So people would go to the cemetery on the Shiva. On the seven, when they get it from Shiva, they go to the cemetery. In Eretz Yisrael, they do this much more common. They go to the cemetery on the last day of Shiva. When there they get up. They do that kon save right in Eretz Yisrael. They did by Avadi Yosef. They did it right in Eretz Yisrael. They do pretty much very quickly on the Shiva or Shloshim. They don't wait an entire year. It all depends, but it's a big thing to go on the day of Shiva to go to the cemetery, and you take a chazan, a rav with you to do. Let's say the seventh day, the person is getting up from Shiva on Purim. It's the Yom Shiva, the seventh day. So can you go to the cemetery and make a kelmole and say kaddish and do the service at the cemetery what they did in those days? The Yom Hashvi Mutar Laovel Leilich in a chazan Levado. He should not bring a group. Don't call for a ceremony, a minion. Go alone. And say the kelmole who tfilas kelmole rachim. You can say it alone. You can say the kelmole alone at the cemetery on Purim if Purim happens to be the seventh day of Avelis. Kehalacha. The chazan, he needs someone to tell you what to do. It seems that not everyone was so knowledgeable in what to do. You need I guess what you do need. Let's see further. Nextly, further we see over here a Karin halacha chaf base. Shachris, mashkimim lebeis hakneses liachar period. We wake up early. Liachar shmoneh esrei oimim chatzi kaddish. The koyrin batora. The parshas vayavo amolek tlosa gavri three aliyos. Even though they only 9 psukim, it doesn't matter. It's a complete inyan. Normally, you need 10 psukim. You only have 9 psukim. It's okay. Liachar kach, in other words, chatzi kaddish. Another chatzi kaddish. Liachar shemachnitzin es hasefer Torah koyin es hamegillah. You put away the sefer Torah and you read the Megillah. Now, by the way, does anyone here daven svar? What do they do in the nusach svar? They put away the sefer Torah. Is this an exception to the rule?
Wow.
Normally, Nusach Sfar does not put away the cemetery until after Asherah Volatzion. They put away, this is an exception. This is an exception to the rule that you put the Sefer Torah away before you lay in the Megillah. This is an interesting exception. I saw yesterday, not everyone agrees. Some hold it Adaraba. Have the Sefer Torah. Someone should sit and hold the Sefer Torah the entire Mikra Megillah and the Mekayim Ora. However, if people are going to clap, make Letzanis, it's not a cup of the Sefer Torah to have it outside. But it seems that the meaning is that this is the exception. You put the Sefer Torah away. After the Baruch Achreina, you say the Baruch Achreina by day as well. Okay, he makes it very clear. As long as there are 10 people, you say the bracha achrayna. The only time you don't say the bracha of kel harabesh rivenu is only when you don't have a minion. If you don't have a minion, then you don't say that bracha. So if you learn probably for women, you don't say the bracha kel harabesh rivenu. Not everyone agrees to that, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. What happens if you have a minion of 10 women? You're living in someone's house and there are 10 women. Can you make the bracha kel harav eshrivenu? Yes. It's a very big chiddush. It's one of the cases where 10 women counts. Nukum Megillah is a very rare case of where there's something called the minion of 10 women. You almost never have that in halacha. Where 10 minion, because it's not a din of nikdashti, it's an inyan of pirsumei nisa. And in the relation to pirsumei nisa, there is such a concept of 10 people. 10 people is the gedra of publicizing the miracle. If you have 10 women sitting at a Megillah reading, then you can make the bracha kel harav eshrivenu. If you have less than 10 men, less than 10 women, it appears from the pieces of Mishnah Berurah, you should not say the bracha hakel harav eshrivenu. What? Hakel is a machlokes. Should you say the word hakel? Some say not because you say elokeinu. Baruch atah Hashem lokeinu melech haolam harav eshrivenu. Hakel is the equivalent to elokeinu. Once we are saying elokeinu, it's not necessary to say hakel. However, others say no. Hakel is a different concept. You should say hakel. Some want to have a certain number of words. There's a tradition that the bracha hakel harav eshrivenu has 37 words. I don't know where you get 37 words. My siddur has 34 words. But it appears that there was another version of Okel Harav Eshrivenu, which is a total of 37 words, and it could be you needed to add that word Okel to make up the number 37. You have 37 at the end, and you have 13 in the beginning. The Baruch of the Megillah, Baruch Atah Hashem Lachim Lachim Asher Kedeshon B'mitzvah Sivit Sivit Al-Mikra Megillah is 13. 13 plus 37 is 50. 13 plus 37 is 50. So you want to have 50 Gavoah Chamishim Ama. 50. It's a very nice drush. The only problem is we don't have 37 words in the bracha kel harav eshrivenu. Maybe in the Svarish Nuschos, I don't know which Nuschos, in the Archkol Nuschos, they're only 34.
What if you have a combination of men and women?
Yeah, seven.
Yes, if you have seven women, yes, you can make the bracha kel harav eshrivenu. When it comes to Pesum and Nisa, it's 10. 10 bodies. Right. 10 bodies. Children, not necessarily, but Yevid, yes. Lechatil, you need 10 adults. Because Pesum and Nisa is with 10 people. It's a Taisvis. Taisvis says this. 10 people is a gather of Pesum and Nisa, Taisvis Megillah, and you can make the bracha kel harav eshrivenu. There are chagav, some hold that you can make the bracha no matter what, even a yach can make the bracha. And some hold the bracha kel harav eshrivenu, you should not make it. I feel a bit tzibur. And then there's another very big dilemma. What is the geder of the bracha kel harav eshrivenu? Is it a bracha on the Megillah, a bracha acharayna on the Megillah, or is it an independent birchas hashevach in honor of Purim? So the different opinions. Some say just like when you blame the Torah, there's a bracha rishayna and there's a bracha acharayna. When you blame the Megillah, there's a bracha rishayna and there's a bracha acharayna. Some say no, the bracha kel harav eshrivenu has nothing to do with the Megillah. It's a special takana to make this bracha after recognizing the greatness of the miracle of Purim. And the proof to this is, why does it begin with the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Haolam? It should begin Hakel. It should just begin with Hakel Harav Eshrivenu. It's the bracha Hasmucha L'Chaverta, the bracha that goes before the Megillah. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Haolam Asher Kedeshon B'Mitzvos V'Mitzvot Al Mikra Megillah. So the end bracha is Smucha L'Chaverta, just like we do not say a bracha Elokai Neshama, just like we do not say Ahava Rabba. These brachas, which are smuch l'chaverta, you do not begin Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. The bracha kel harav eshrivenu l'chora should not begin with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. The fact that it does, someone to suggest indicates that the bracha has nothing to do with the original bracha. It's a separate bracha you make in honor of Purim. It just so happens Chazal said that the ideal time to make it is when you finish learning the Megillah. L'may nafkamina, a yachid should make this bracha even if he doesn't hear Megillah. Ad kedei kach. What a chiddush. A person does not go to shul. He's ill. He does not go to shul. He does not have a kosher Megillah. He lanes the Megillah from a chumash. So certainly he's not going to make the bracha al mikra Megillah. That goes without saying. But he can make the bracha Hakel Harav Eshrivenu, because it's a special bracha in honor of Purim. We don't paskin like that. But these are just interesting ideas to throw out to get an appreciation of what are these brachas all about. Now, someone has said, like you said before, that no such thing. The reason why you say Baruch Atah Hashem Kodem Melech Olam is because there's a very great hefsek between the bracha and the laning of the Megillah. Others also say that this rule of bracha smuchin lechaverit is not a rule that's etched in stone. The biggest proof is look at Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, you make the bracha Asher Bochar Banu and then Asher Nosan Lanu, and you say at the second for the second bracha you begin Baruch Atah Hashem Kodem Melech Olam Asher Nosan Lanu. Why do you say Baruch Atah Hashem Kodem Melech Olam? Why don't we consider the second bracha, the bracha Achorin, to be smucha lechaverita, the bracha from the beginning of the laning of Asher Bochar Banu? Obviously, the rule of a bracha smucha lechaverita is not etched in stone. There are exceptions, and here can be an exception as well. Okay, let's go further. After we finish lachar bracha Achorin, ino imer mudunatzim shachris Asher Heini. We mentioned this yesterday. The kid says you do not say Asher Heini, and we gave a shir on this. We explained why don't you say Asher Heini? It's because you already said the krevets. We already said piot. There's an inyan to say piot on Purim. Mimele, you said the piot of the krevets, so you don't have to say another piot of Asher Heini. At night, you did not say piot, so you have no choice. You have to say piot, so you say Asher Heini. Now, once you don't
say krevets, you're supposed to say.
Yes, that's what we learn. Rav Tesner says that if you don't say krevets, then you should say Asher Heini. Yes, he that's what he paskins. It's a very poisek. He says that you should say krevets. If you're not going to say Asher krevets, then you should say, oh, I want to talk about krevets a little bit later. The gra never said piyutim. That's why all the yeshivas, they don't say piyutim. Come on, there's never, you never say piyutim. The only piyut that the gra said was the krevets for Purim. He did say it. He held it to be kodesh kodashim. The krevets for Purim is in the class by itself. And therefore, that's why, I guess the kitzur is assuming that, of course you're going to say krevets on Purim. You're going to say krevets. So therefore, there's no need to say Asher Heini. Now, once you're not saying Asher Heini, you don't have to say Shoshanas Yaakov. I don't know, sometimes there's a minute today, there's the say Shoshanas Yaakov, and not to say Asher Heini. I don't know where that comes from. L'acher shesim okel ha-Moshiach, he says you do say Shoshanas Yaakov. You do say Shoshanas Yaakov, so it's in the Shoshanas Yaakov. For whatever reason, it's not part of the credits. Okay, he says you say it's a separate thing.
That's after you finish.
Kelam Mashiach.
The end.
Kelam Mashiach. The bracha. The bracha. You do say Shoshanas Yaakov. The Oymim. Then you say Asher Volatzion Kadoshalim Im Tiskabel. By day you say now the Tiskabel. The Ein Lachloitz Es Hatfilin Aliyachak Kriyas Megillah Mishum Dechsev Bei Vikar. Like you might say, "Arusim Chassasim Vikar." Vikar is Elu with Hashinon Elu Hatelu Tulin. Im Yesh Mila Molim Koydim Kriyas Megillah. We discussed this. We had a share on this. This is a controversy, major controversial issue. When do you have the Bris Mila? Some say before, some say after. Paskins Molim Koydim Kriyas Megillah Mishum Dechsev V'Sason Zunila. So you want to have Mila before you enter into Mikra Megillah. You first want to go into Mikra Megillah with the Zechus of Bris Mila. Others say, Sas Zumila. Lahidu my sa Oira, Oira Zutaira, Sasam Zumila.
Okay.
So before you lay in the Megillah, when before you say this pasuk, Lahidu my Oisa, Oira, you want to fulfill Bris Mila. Toira and Mila, Tfilin and Yom Tif. Sasam Zumila. Okay, let's see.
You don't want the mile to be knocking about a hummus.
Let's see. Tasva, the Karin Batara. First you lay in the Torah. Ayin Beshutchlus Yaakov. Vahuva Besharich, Besharich, Besharichuva. Beben Krach. Shazmano, mixing up people from different cities. This in Eretz Yisrael is very common. In Eretz Yisrael, there are a lot of cities. Some cities they lay on the 15th day, and some lay on the 14th day. And there are some cities that are Suffolk, and they lay in it without a bracha. It's a very big issue. There's a lot of controversy with certain cities. What the halach, even in Bnei Brak. What do they do in Bnei Brak?
Bnei Brak regular.
They lay on the 14th day?
Yeah, sure.
And then you have the extended parts of Yerushalayim. How far do you go? What's called in Halacha Yerushalayim? There are a whole bunch of cities. Beis Shemesh. There's a very big Shiloh, Beis Shemesh. What do you do in Beis Shemesh? Beis Shemesh was a walled city. But today, they think they know that where Beis Shemesh is today is not where the original Beis Shemesh was. They know where the ruins are. It's everything is a very big shah. But here you have a situation where you travel from one place to the other place. Let's become the Torah. B'shut Shvus Yaakov Huva B'shayachuva Ben Krach Shezmanu B'Tesvav Holach Leir B'Yom Yudalid V'Dayt Alachso B'Yom Tesvav L'Beisah Shos Eina Chayv Likos Megillu B'Yudalid V'Hu Mespal B'Rezakneses Imatzibu Yochol Lales L'Torah B'Parshat Yevam Loik Kevan Shuhu Roy Im Yirtze Sholachso V'Chol Roy L'Bila Ein V'Lo Kevis Roy. Tremendous chiddush. Someone is in city from 15. He's not supposed to lane today. Today is not his Purim. I live in Yerushalayim. My Purim is tomorrow. Today, I'm in this. I've gone to a place where it's on the 14th, and they want to give me a chabad, me with a kohen. They want to give me an aliyah, but I'm not. But today is not Purim for me today. Why should I lane? So you can take the aliyah, even though it's not your Purim, because theoretically, if you were to decide at this moment that you're not going home, I'm going to stay here for the next 2 days. Today, this would be my Purim. So since there's a theoretical possibility for me to become a member of this city, it's good enough for me to take the aliyah. Ir shu mekefes chayma ein b'shut p'nei mevin. The anshe. Where is this going back? Okay, that's the next halacha. Let's go. Let's go next. Ir shu mekefes chayma halacha chav gimel. Ir shu mekefes chayma mimos Yeshua benun karin ba b'tesvav v'lo shchichi b'medina senu. We don't have in Hungary. In Hungary, you don't have any cities that have walls from the time of Yeshua ben Nun.
So, Yerichai, you just plain or no?
In Yerichai? Do we know Yerichai? There's a curse. You're not going to rebuild Yerichai.
Right.
It's a different Yerichai. The Yerichai, but it's a neighboring. There's a halacha that not only the city itself, the neighboring cities, the extension, the suburbs also can lay on Tesvah. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Let's see. Yudches. V'loy shchichi b'mevesin. Let's see. Yudzayin. Yerishim ukev eschayma ayin b'shul p'nei mevin. The anshei Yerushalayim shakram b'tesvah. B'mukafim shachal. Ubishabish Shechaltezab Shabis, Dinam Shakurin Biyudalid, Shu Erev Shabis. If Purim is Chal on Friday and 15th day is Shabbos, then even the Yerushalayim, they lay on Friday. Oz, they do that on Sunday. So the Mishnah is on Sunday. Oz then, Haholchem b'sfina ve'in lechem Shu Erev Shabbos, Oz Haholchem b'sfina ve'in lechem minyan sham, lo yikaru Amigil b'yachid, the bracha, the kvar kos, the prichadash, the mukaf, and the chaymo lo yikru be'erev Shabbos, b'yachid b'bracha. Those cities that have mukaf and chaymo, when they're supposed to lay on Shabbos, it's very complicated. You only can lay with the bracha, with a minion, not b'yachidus. Here's the chiddush, very complicated situation. If you live in Yerushalayim, and Purim is on, the 14th is on Friday, and the 15th is on Shabbos, really the people of Yerushalayim should be required to lay in the Megillah on Shabbos, on day 15. But since it's Shabbos, you can't. So what do? You push backwards. You never go forward. You don't lay in the Megillah. The Megillah is only 14, 15. There's no such thing as 16, 17. That's Avdi Gemara's V'lo Yavar. So the best you can do is go back, because 14 is also considered to some degree Purim for the people that are outside Yerushalayim. But being that it's not the Iker Zman of laying in Megillah for the B'nai Yerushalayim on day 14, it's only because it's being pushed back. Therefore, you're not allowed to lane b'yachidus with a bracha. You only can lane with a minion. Loy yikru be'er Shabbos b'yach b'bracha v'ayin b'prim v'gadim. Okay, pasuk. Okay, yudches. V'loy shchichi b'medesenu v'ayin b'shud b'sam rosh.
The ear. Case of the boat.
Same thing. If you're a member of Yerushalayim and you're on a boat, this means you're the yachid. It just means the same exact thing.
Friday.
You're born on Friday, so you're all alone. It just means you're the same thing. Just like if you're all alone, you're all alone. So you should not lane with a bracha. People that live in Yerushalayim, when they're laning on Friday, have a very big problem. They only can lane the Megillah with a minyan. You're not going to lane the
Megillah. If you're on a boat, you're not in Yerushalayim. You're already.
But you're a bnei Yerushalayim. I don't know. Okay, I'm not sure. V'ein lecha minyan shlo yikru b'megillah b'yachid b'bracha d'kfar kosher b'chodesh d'mukaf m'chayim lo yikaru b'erev Shabbos b'yachid b'bracha. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yud Chas V'Lo Shchichi B'Midosein Gai Meshud Bishem B'Sam Roish B'Ir Sharam Machzikim Mipi Koisvei Divrei Hayamim Mipi Koisvei Divrei Psukim. There are Psukim throughout Shas. A lot of the Svarim, they talk about all the various types of cities. They go look. They search Tanakh, find different cities. Machzikim Mipi. History books shalohem she shehi v'chaymasa imedes yoser kalpayim v'tafkuf shanim 2,500 years itzarch likos sham b'tesvav. You have a city, and according to the historians, this city had a wall from Yamos Yoshua ben Nun. Kosav d'chol divrei hayamim shalohem kichayotzim eile mizman v'akoyim ein bohem mamish. Hear a story? Whatever it says on Wikipedia, out the door. Don't trust what it says online. Fact from fiction. Ein bohem mamish ve'ein danin olav me'umo. Just because it says in the encyclopedia that had the wall doesn't mean anything. Mikomokom im kulam machzikim oisav b'kachav. Everyone is masking. No chiluk ideas. Everyone agrees that this city had a wall from Tam Yeshua ben Nun. Then yikaru gam b'tesvav b'loy bracha. So it doesn't matter, even though everyone agrees that it's not going to upgrade you to a chiyuv, if you have no tradition, it's not going to allow you to make it with a bracha. The best you can do is to lay in the Megillah on day Tesfav without a bracha. The ayin de muke or chayim de medina shem sham shum sofik mukava schayma also likros Megillah keshera l'shem mitzvah gam b'loy bracha mishum de lo yavar ksev the ayin de mishnebura and any city. Any city that we know for a fact, it's partially, definitely not. If you know as a fact in America, there was no one here in America at that time, right?
This is
there were no walled cities.
Because we laid the Megillah.
Yeah.
Very late after the Zaman, they laid it without a bracha.
Without a bracha, of course, it's not Purim anymore. It's not Purim, not Purim. Okay, we'll stop over here. Take a short break. No matter what.